been?
Hi, Dad.
Hey, honey.
I brought you your mail.
Huh? Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Why?
Just thought I'd bring it down.
Why?
Can a person do something nice for a father? I see you have the New England Journal of Medicine.
Yes.
Guess the doctor has to keep up with the latest developments in medicine.
Yes.
The world is changing all the time. People have to change with it.
Oh, yes, they do.
My point is, Dad.
Right! Your point! What is your point? No.
Women mature a lot faster these days than they used to.
So what?
I know you didn't let Sandra, Denise, and Vanessa date until they were 13.
No, that's true.
But I'm 12 and a half.
And a half.
And a half.
You didn't make the whole.
I know. And this boy at school asked me if I wanted to go to the movies with him. And I think I should be allowed to go. Technically, it's not even a date. Six people are going. Three girls, and there happen to be three boys. We're going as a group.
So, this is a group date?
No, it's a group outing.
Does this mean you all are never going to go indoors anywhere?
It's a group outing to the movies.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, but now, my okay, what does that weigh? You have to talk to Deputy Dog. Hey.
Hey.
What is this for?
I just finished making an hors d'oeuvre platter for your guests.
Where's the dip?
Mom said no dip.
Your mother had you make raw celery carrots and there's no dip? See the crease right here? That's where the stuff is supposed to go, in here. You see? All this is like an edible spoon.
Well, Dad, I'm with you, but that's what Mom said they wanted.
No, I'm not against you.
Mom, what is that?
Looks like a
hairy frisbee.
This is how Mrs. Temple and I used to wear our hair in high school, remember, Claire?
This is a friend of your mother's, and whenever they get together, both of them have these things that they put on, and it gives them a reason to act silly.
Rudy, don't play with this food. Honey, please.
It's awful thin. Who sliced it?
The man at the fish store.
Looks like he almost missed it.
What are we having, dear?
We're having steamed filet of sole.
What are you going to put on the fish?
I'm going to put lemon juice on it.
Lemon juice on the fish? And nothing on these raw vegetables. I think that you need to take that fish. Cook me a porterhouse steak. Now, wait. Hear me out. Take the porterhouse, slice it, and then wrap my fish around the porterhouse. The fish will fight the steak. And then I won't have any cholesterol, high, or triglyceride, okay? Please.
How do I look?
You look fine. You gonna put that on?
Come on.
Well, don't wear that near me.
Where can I hide this?
Hide it. Put it up your...
Right. Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Claire.
How are you?
I'm fine, and this is my husband, Herb.
Oh, hello, Herb. How Claire. Are you? This is my husband, Claire.
How are you, Herb?
Come in, let me take
your coat.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
How are you?
Oh, good.
And you look wonderful. Give
Thank
me your coat.
You. Okay.
All Here. Right, let me have that coat. Okay.
Yeah.
Ah!
two, three, ha! Look at Mr. Lee. Three, four, five, ha! Look at the giant. Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Oh, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Oh, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee.
Wah, 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 wah.
Met my sweetie. His name is Mr. Lee. I met my sweetie. His name is Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee.
He's the handsomest sweetie that you ever did see. Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee.
For you, Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee.
My heart is aching.
Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee.
For you, Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee.
Because I love you so. I feel like I'm about to lose it now.
Oh, honey. We had more breath in those days.
Oh, you look great.
You look fabulous. You never age a day, girl.
Why should I? Don't you go away and stay that long again.
Oh, I promise.
Herb, Cliff, I've never met you, but I missed you.
I missed you, Cliff.
But I really, really missed you.
I missed you more.
Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee.
Hello? Oh, hi, Danielle.
What?
Maybe it's just a 24-hour bug. Susan sick too? Well, I don't care if we catch what you got. At least we'll get to go on our first dates.
Yeah, I know. Guess I can't go either. Yeah. Bye.
Since when has Dad let you date?
It wasn't really a date. It was just a group outing. But I lost my group.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Vanessa, you have a date tomorrow night, don't you?
Yeah.
Want a double?
Rudy, I would not be caught dead on a date with my little sister.
But don't think of me as your little sister. Think of me as a girlfriend.
Rudy, I'm in college now. How is that gonna look, me out on a double date with my 12-year-old girlfriend?
It would look like you're a very caring, giving person. And you're so mature. You do not feel threatened by going out with a younger couple.
Look, Rudy, if it was another night and I didn't have a date, I'd be more than happy to chaperone you. I'm sorry.
One of these days, you're going to ask me for a real big favor.
Yeah, I know, and you're not going to do it.
Wrong! I am going to do it. And then you're going to spend the rest of your life feeling guilty because you'll know I'm a thoughtful, wonderful person. And all you are is a big, rotten meanie.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of meal that just leaves you with a feeling you're not bloated, huh?
No bloat here. Nice and light.
Yeah.
Like those little peas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What was on there?
Nothing.
That's why they were so good.
It was something tonight, Herb.
Oh, now that's enough, you two.
Yeah, well, listen, the fish was great, really.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you stop lying?
You two are too much. You need to behave yourself.
He's been like this since the beginning.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that really makes me behave is the love that I have for her. And the reason, when people ask me, why is it that you love your wife so much? I said, because when we first met, the woman came up to me and asked me out. See,
stop right
that,
there.
Huh?
Right. Stop.
No,
what?
Because I never asked you out, Cliff. You asked me out.
Oh, dear, dear.
You
stop
did.
It.
You did.
Not in front of company.
You asked me out, and I said yes, and we went to Willow Grove Park.
Yes.
Yes.
That part is true.
Yes.
I took you to Willow Grove Park.
Yes.
And that's when I won the giant. They had a bear. You know, you knock these bottles down. Mm-hmm. And I went up and I got three balls and only used two of them. And the man gave me this big 6-foot bear. I gave it to Claire.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a 6-foot bear. It was a 6-inch duck.
Well, I remember the first time I saw Chris. It was in a nightclub in Paris. She was sitting by herself, see?
Uh-huh. No, excuse me. I was not alone.
Believe me, she was sitting by herself. So I swooped and got up to dance, and we did the electric slide, you remember?
Yeah.
Excuse me, honey.
Uh-oh.
You were not doing the electric slide. You were doing the stroll. In fact, every dance he does is the stroll.
Now, I'm going to say something to you, Herb, because you happen to be sitting in the home of the gentleman who created the stroll.
No.
Woody Wood Johnson lived outside of the projects. He lived in a one-family home, which had been transformed into a 14-family home. But going up the steps, so many people lived there, they had worn the steps, so the steps were hanging like this. So you had to stay close to the wall. Mm. You had to stay close to the wall. So in order to keep from falling, you had to...
Oh, don't cry.
And some winos in the hallway saw that.
Yeah.
And they said, stroll on.
I guess you also invented that single 15-watt red light bulb that we used to have down in the basement and made everything look like an emergency exit.
That got me into more trouble, that red bulb, because somehow girls look better in that red light. And then when you get them upstairs, it wasn't the same girl.
That's why I married Cliff, because he was the same in or out of the red light.
All right.
Woody had those people crammed in that basement like sardines.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Oh, it was so hot and Cliff, in the middle of July, trying to look cool in a tweed suit.
That'd be cool to wear a tweed suit, bro.
And there you were down in that basement just sweating your little heart out, pouring all that moisture upon my face, making my bangs go back.
Ooh, girl, I don't know about those bangs
No, you have
back.
To pull out that Dixie Peach and that Royal Crown.
I remember when they came out with that new product that said your hair will not revert.
No. Went further back than it had ever been.
Honey, it went That's back right. to the biblical days.
But aside from all that, there's love.
Indeed.
27 years. Huh?
God bless
yes,
you.
There
yes,
is.
Indeed.
What was that song?
Oh, no.
You
no.
know what was
that
song?
That song that used to play in the basement with that
yes,
red light
with that
on.
Red light.
That song?
Yes. Slow time.
Is the answer you give. At the end of the day, with a dream so divine. Wah, 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 wah. My prayer is a rapture in blue. With a world far away and your lips
good night, you all.
Look at Tommy Alden. His hair was in the most perfect pomp I ever saw.
Yeah, well, he's bald now.
Get out of here, girl.
As the American Eagle. Now, here's Noreen Anderson. Had the cutest figure in the class.
I thought I had the cutest figure in our class.
Yeah, well, you keep that memory, girl.
Oops.
Rudy, what is this?
Honey, if you wear that face tomorrow night, you're not going to have very much fun in your date.
The date's off. Susan and Danielle are sick. First date, I'm going to spend it at home, watching TV, all by myself.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
You were a fancier of coffee.
Oh, yeah, I'd love a cup of coffee.
No, you don't want a cup of coffee. On this side of the pie, you want coffee.
Ice cream.
Coffee, ice cream.
Yes.
Not yet.
How glad are you that you are not 12?
Very. Although I wouldn't mind doing 16 or 17 again.
No, you don't want to do 16 again because that's when you broke up with Spider Thompson. No, see, I remember all you ever wanted to do was marry Spider Thompson and have little spider babies.
I beg your pardon. I think you have me confused with someone else.
I doesn't think so. If memory serves me correctly, you came running up to me one day saying, my life is over. Spider doesn't love me anymore. He won't let me wear his sweater.
How age clouds the memory.
I don't know how he put his shorts on before I met
him. We're going to put this on this side, this over here, and then we take these cookies and we crush them all over the top because that is
fiber.
Oh, I can't call you my baby. So I on the day I can't forget, cause that's when we fell in love.
I enjoyed it, too. And Herb is really lovely. Yeah, we'll have to do that again. Oh, tonight. Tonight, Cliff and I are going on a double date.
Mm-hmm.
With Rudy. Yes, it's going to be fun. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey!
Are you guys ready?
We're ready, Dad. Please. Please don't embarrass me, okay? You embarrass Sandra, Denise, Vanessa, and now Pam. Please behave yourself.
Okay.
Mom, make sure Dad behaves. Please, okay? How do I look, Mom?
You're great.
Dad, he's here, okay?
Please.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Rudy.
Mom, Dad, this is Scott Williams.
Hello, Mrs. and Miss... Hello, Doctor... Hello, Mr...
Come, Rudy, let's get our jackets together.
You gonna drive or should I? You coming with us?
I brought these for you, Rudy.
I don't think I'm gonna have a problem with this one.